So this is a Swec podcast, and this has been the loudest episode I'm about to record so far. Yo, my man only smokes the finest, Boof. You only got flavors on deck. My boy Boof is here today. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling. It's a nice day out.
It's very nice out, surprisingly, you know, living out here.
Yeah.
Shitty-ass weather.
So, Boofy's been my boy for a while. He's currently making music. He's got some other entrepreneurial things going on, but I want to start from the beginning. Where are you from, bro?
I am from Dorchester, Massachusetts. I was born in Charlestown, moved to Dorchester when I was real young, been there ever since. My mom is Dominican, my pops is Guatemalan.
Shout out to Guatemalans.
Shout out to Guatemala, Jalapa, you feel me? Be out here. I've gone to BPS all my life. Pretty much, man.
What part of Dorchester are you from?
Savin Hill, Upham's Corner, right by Fields Corner, for the people that don't know. Because everybody knows Fields Corner. Like, as soon as you say Dorchester, people think of Fields Corner. So, I live, like, one stop away, I guess, yeah.
All right. So, I mean, like, how we met, I met you at Boston Latin Academy, BLA, I think, like, freshman year? My freshman year. Yeah. I think it was, like, my freshman year, sophomore year. That's when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been loud ever since.
I guess, man. I've always been like a jokester. Everybody that knows me, like really knows me, would say that. So I guess, yeah. We used to smoke a lot of dope, bro.
Yeah.
We had a lot of memories. That shit was great. High school was dope.
Yeah. What kind of weed do you like?
Indica. Sativa is a medical word for Reggie, so.
Like, all right.
Like, sativa, so first of all, what people don't understand is that there's so many hybrids now that we don't know what's indica, what's sativa. Like, you can have a sativa that will smoke like an indica and vice versa, you know? And, like, since people, all these fucking growers, mix all these things together, we don't have, like, a firm example of, like, what indica looks like, what sativa looks like, you know? So that is, like, out the window. There is no such thing. But for the simple-minded niggas, I smoke indica because that shit gets me slumped. Sativa, like, I'll smoke it occasionally, like, you know, here and there. If I'm with one of my friends that doesn't smoke as good as I do, then yeah. But yeah, I just like smoking big dope that gets me, like, concentrated. Not, like, high where you're just stoned. But, like, concentrated on one thing. So, yeah, that's what I do.
That's crazy, because I was watching, like, some documentary. Yo, shout out to Netflix. It was on Explained. They have a weed episode.
Explained is fire.
Yo, and I watched the weed one. That's what they were talking about.
Like, I ain't gonna hold you. That's where I got it. I was so blown, but that makes so much sense, though. It's this weed shit is, like, so dope, like...
What's your favorite strain?
Gelato, Sherbert, Sherblado.
Those three?
Yeah, those three. Currently. Until I get my own weed strain. But, you know, we're going to get there.
You smoke spliffs? You smoke joints?
Yes. I'd rather smoke spliffs just because, like, I grew... Like, when I first started smoking, I want to say, like, 2012... I was just on, like, Dutch Masters. You know how it was, like, Rellos, Dutch Masters. And at first it was like, all right, cool. And then it got just too harsh. And then I went to Backwoods for a while. And then Fronto, then Backwoods. And then it's like, I kind of started noticing my throat was, like, really dry. And it just started irritating me. So I just started smoking spliffs because I need my voice more than anything. So fuck blunts. And they're super unhealthy for you. Like, Fronto will get fiberglass on it if you leave it out. What people don't know is that you're supposed to leave it in the fridge because it's like a plant.
Yeah.
And all plants need that, like, preservation if you're not going to use it. So if you leave it out or, like, when you go pick it up at the bodega and they leave it out, it's getting rotten. And that's why people get all this fucked up, trash, disgusting-ass tobacco leaf. So that's just me. I don't know.
What are your views on edibles?
Edibles, not for everybody.
I don't fuck with them.
Yeah, exactly. It really depends on the person. So someone that's never smoked before, I would never. I mean, I would just like one. Like, all right, here's 10 milligrams. Tell me how you feel after. It's cool. I took too many ones. I took like two. So I took one, like midday, and I was fine. And then like when the high was going down, I took another one. And then I went to a party after, and I was so fucked up that I just sat in the corner, put my head down, and just called my Uber home. Like, I didn't talk to anybody. And, like, I smoke a lot, so that's saying something. Like, shout out my man's Josh. He's not here right now. He's in Rhode Island.
But yo, shout out Josh.
Yeah, he put me onto them shits, and goddamn, I was so fucking high, dude. That shit was wild.
Nah, I don't fuck with them just for the sole fact that you can't stop how high you get.
Yeah, it's that's like, it just escalates. Escalates, but like,
you just gotta ride it out. Like, I can't fuck with that sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like edibles are kind of like a step up. Like, edibles, dabs, and shit, that's like a step up. That's getting into, like, serious shit. Like, not everyone can smoke a joint. Everyone can smoke a bong. Everyone can, like, you know, do the little shit. Smoke a bowl, whatever. But not everyone can take a dab rip. Not everyone can eat a whole edible.
Yeah, nah.
And people don't get that. People will be like, oh, I don't feel shit, bro. And then get super smacked and then wonder what the fuck they did last night.
Yeah, the first time I did a fucking dab was crazy. Well, the first time I did dab, I didn't end up like doing like four or five. I was like four. It was just a force. I was like, yo, I was smacked after the first one. I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like,
it's the closest thing to crack that weed
yo, will get facts. To. Yeah. That's why I don't like dabs either.
Yes. I only do it especially when I hang out with my white people friends. That's when I do dabs.
Alright. So let's start talking about your music. When did you start when did you start getting into music?
Really like as a kid. So you know, growing up, like I grew up in the projects. I didn't really know shit, like there was nothing. Like, you know, you're a kid, so you're only exposed to what you see. So, and I didn't really know anything about, like, music, anything. And then my sister, who was born in DR, came, and she lived with me and my mom. And then, like, after that, that's kind of when things changed. Like, she would, because she's 7 years older than me, so she was in her teens when I was still a kid. So I would watch, like, MTV with her. I would watch, like, music videos. I remember the first day, that wasn't the first day, it was, like, first couple months that we were in, moved out from Charlestown to Dorchester. We had no furniture. We were sleeping on the floor. We had one fucking TV and we had cable. So it was lit. We were just on the floor. And then I was just, you know, doing some little kid shit. My sister calls me over like, hey, come watch this music video. This is my favorite artist. And I'm like, all right, cool. What's his name? Kanye West. And it was the All Falls Down video, like the premiere. And I distinctively like remember as a kid, like watching it, like sitting down with her, like, yo, this shit is fire. Da, da, da. Then, like, iPods came out, and we could only afford one. So me and my sister would share iPods. Like, she'll have it one day, I have the next, blah, blah, blah. She knew more about, like, music and shit, so I would basically just listen to all her stuff, and that's where I got hip to, like, Nerd, Pharrell, Neptunes, Kanye, Jay-Z. Like, that's, like, what opened my eyes, and I was just like, oh, I fuck with this music shit. And then I didn't really start making music until probably, like, 18, I would say. Like, I mean, with you, like, back in high school, I would write and shit, and we would, like, fuck around and record at your crib, but it wasn't, like, nothing serious. It was just, like, fuck it.
Just fucking around.
We're high. We're fucking 14, 15. Let's just do something stupid.
Shout out to Josh trying to figure out fucking production.
That was the funniest. Ah, man, that was a fucking great time. That shit was so funny. Mans really thought he was, like, fucking Leo Cohen trying to...
Yo.
This, like, he was like, yo, when you ready to record, bro? I'm like, yo, relax.
Give you some boom bat shit?
Yeah, he gave me some boom bat shit. I was like, bro, this shit is whack. So, but, yeah, we would do that. But, like, the first ever song that I recorded, I would say, was at my boy's crib, Marcos, in Fields Corner. And that was when I was known as Domingo.
What?
Yeah, I was briefly known as Domingo. So I'm a big. I hope people don't judge me, man. but nah, I'm a big like Cudi fan. Like I love that shit, good music. You know, feel me. And he was in a show called How to Make It in America, and his character was named Domingo. And I was just like, oh, I'm looking for a rap name, Domingo. And that didn't really last more than a year. That lasted like 4 months.
Alright.
And then how I came up with Boofy, I was just in class one day, and I was just like listening to Young Leash, and I was like, yo, I really fuck with this nigga. Like, I feel what he's saying, even though he's not really saying shit. And then he got a song called Smoke Boof. So I was just like bumping it. I'm like, yo, Boof. Is anyone? I'm like, Boof. Boofy. I was like, oh, shit. Awesome high nigga shit. I was like, oh, I just add the Y to it. That's my name now. At first, I didn't think people were actually calling me by that, but it kind of just stuck. And now people that I've known for years call me that now before I even came up with the name, so it kind of just stuck. And then I changed my name on all social medias to Boofy Man, and yeah, pretty much.
So who would you say were like your inspirations or like for making music?
My inspirations to make music, I don't know if I really have inspirations. I would say that they kind of like motivated me to, like, cause I just like art, you know. I like art, and music's just like a different kind of, it's another like outlet for that. So kind of how I was talking about how my sister was a teenager, so she was super into art. She knew how to draw, or she does know how to draw, all that. So I would basically kind of just follow her lead in everything that she did, for the most part. So like when she started drawing, I would start drawing, or when she was listening to Kid Cudi, I would listen to Kid Cudi, and vice versa. So it was like that kind of just like made me who I am. It was just like eventually I was like, I'm not painting anymore, I'm not drawing, might as well make music. And then it just kind of stuck for a little. And yeah,
so how long have you been making music now?
I've been making music on and off for about, like, 4 years. And what I mean by that is, like, I'll put out some stuff, like, consistently for, like, a month, and then I'll just stop. Because I just stop.
Shit happens.
Yeah, life happens, or I just don't feel motivated to make music anymore. Or I'm in, like, a writer's block or something, so I just channel that energy into something else. So, shout out GBB, you know, feel me?
We'll get to that. So, like, what does your process look like when you're making music?
Well, it depends. So, if I'm in the studio, I hate other people there. Like, if you're not in the studio to work, I don't want you there. So, usually it's just me, the engineer, and the producer, or just me and the engineer, just going through tracks. And at first I would write, and I would just bring them into the studio, but I haven't been writing lately, so what the process looks now is kind of just go in the studio, pick out tracks, like 4 or 5 tracks, put them back to back, freestyle over them, kind of get the flow, and then kind of listen to them back and be like, oh, wait, let me check this, and then, like, I would, like, freestyle, but, like, edit it, so I kind of remember what I've said, and then be like, all right, let me change this. So that's kind of the process. And if I'm not in the studio, I'm looking for beats, or I'm trying to make my own. And, like, probably just getting ideas for songs, like, with the vibe of this song. Like, whatever vibe I'm in, that's the vibe that I want to portray in whatever song that I'm going to make. So it really just depends, like, where I'm at.
So do you sit with, like, a track, or does it, like, you can make a track, like, really quick?
I wouldn't say really quick. I'm a perfectionist, so if I don't, like, I'll finish a track, and if I don't think it's good enough, it won't come out. So I'll just have, like, I have about 20, 25 songs that aren't released yet.
Damn.
Yeah, because I don't like them. Like, I'm just so, like, ticky-tacky about everything that I do. I want everything to be perfect. I want this shit to sound great. Like, I want it to sound like a label fucking produces shit. And so that's like my thing. It's a curse, cause I don't put shit out, and people have been asking me about it. But it's like when I'm ready, it'll come out, and I'll make sure it's fire.
So like I know a lot of artists, they kind of just like just get smacked when they go to the studio. They just smoke mad weed and drink and whatever, and like whatever. That's the vibe. Is that like your vibe too?
Sometimes. So sometimes I'll go in there in the studio like completely sober and be like, let me make the track. Like, let me spit a freestyle, see how it sounds. And then next time I go, I'll go in with, like, two bottles of cheap-ass champagne and be like, all right, I'm going to get super drunk and I'm going to see how these songs come out. And then,
that's really
shit. Yeah, or, like, you know, it really depends how I feel. Like, if I want to go to the studio and just be like, all right, nah, let me just smoke, like, write. Usually when I'm smoking in the studio, I'm writing. That's what kind of gets me concentrated so I can listen to the beat and be like, all right. I'm on my songwriter shit, alright. But when I'm just, like, making songs to make them, I'll just go sober. And then, yeah, I don't know.
So, wait, how many songs do you have, actually?
Out, or?
Yeah, like, available, like, out.
I don't know, man, like, 14. On my SoundCloud, Boofy Main. Yeah, I've deleted my songs off there, though.
What's your favorite song that you've made?
That I've made? I have one, but it's not out yet.
All right.
So I'll say one that's out. I'll probably say The Chase and Golden are my favorite.
Any particular reason why?
The Chase, because I like my hook on that, and I think it's cool. And Golden was, like, a surprise. Like, I made that sober, and I was just like, eh. I felt whatever about it, so I gave it to my boy. And it, like, blew up on his page, so I was just like, oh, shit, all right. So I fuck with it just because of that.
So I think it was in, like, April, maybe? You released Boof Meets World, right?
No, so 419, 420.
Yeah, there you go, 419, 420. So what was the process like when you were making that?
So, the process really wasn't that long. I kind of wanted to put something out for 420 because I had done it the year prior with Boofamania. And that one was, like, really good. Like, that one was, like, the first one that I backed up. This one, it was like, I want to just create the vibe where everyone's just high as shit. And when you listen to this EP, you're going to want to get high as shit. And that's kind of what that went like. So I just went into the studio for 3 days straight and just made like 10 songs. And from those 10 songs, I picked those three. And yeah, that was basically the process. I was just trying to fit a vibe. And then behind the name 419, 420 was, it's kind of like before liftoff. So on 420, when it's 420, you know how it is.
Yeah.
In the comments or whatever, people would, like, yell out and everyone's a spark up. You just hear mass sparks. But 419, everything is, like, everyone's, like, suspense. Like, there's so much suspense in there. Like, oh, shit, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I wanted to do for that. Because Boof Meets World, what you were talking about, that's what I want to be, like, my debut project. Like, this is, like, I'm taking so long for it because it's, I want it to be perfect. I don't want it to be mediocre. I don't want it to be like something that people could brush off. I want Boof Meets World to be big. I want people to finally like be like, oh, this is Boofy. Word. So that's kind of, I was kind of building momentum towards that with 419.
So Boofamania was your first project, right?
My first project was High, H-A-I.
H-A-I.
Where'd
that title come from?
I didn't want to put high, like, H-I, so I was just like, oh. Let me put an A there to make it sound cultural. I don't really consider myself to have a project, like a full project. Everything I've put out has been 3 or 4 songs.
So, like, EPs kind
of? Yeah, little EPs. I don't really have, like, a bona fide project that I'll put my name behind, like, yeah, this is me right here.
So then you had another EP called Boofamania. I'm assuming it's that you like wrestling because you had your name as Glock Lesnar at one point.
Glock Lesnar, I did. I mean, growing up, yeah. I did. I fuck with it. Like, if you wasn't doing the DX shit, like, in elementary school, like, if you didn't get in trouble for that, you wasn't a real nigga. So, I definitely did. Like, I fucked with it, yeah. Like, The Rock, Stone Cold. Stone Cold was my nigga. Like, he was such a badass. I want to be like that. I think that's the only bald-headed white person that everybody likes.
Yo. That might be true, actually.
That might be true. Because if you see any other bald guy with a vest on, you're going to be like, oh, shit, he's a skinhead. He's a racist. But if you see Stone Cold walking down that ramp, you're going to be like, it's time for somebody to get his ass whipped. So.
Yeah. Shout out to Adam22, another bald guy.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to him, bro. Seen that nigga in L.A. That nigga's tall as shit.
Yeah, how was that?
What, L.A.?
Yeah, it was L.A.
It was kind of eye-opening. I'm not going to lie. Like. Why? You just, cause being in Boston, just, you don't realize how small it is until you're out.
Yeah, so when Boston's tiny.
You know what I found out? So the whole population, the Dominican population in New York is greater than the whole population of Boston.
Yeah. I think it's like, Boston is the size of like one of the boroughs in New York, just one borough. It's like, Boston is
tiny. We don't have a million, we have like 600,000.
Yeah, Boston is tiny.
It's tiny as fuck. So, yeah, when I went to L.A., it was just, like, kind of, like, a culture shock, because everyone in L.A. was, like, uptight, and you could tell it was just, like, people chasing clout, and then...
Really?
Yeah, it's so weird out there, bro, like...
I was thinking it was, like, everybody's... I've heard everyone's, like, laid back, and, like...
I mean, you know, depending where you go, but, like, when and SP, when we went to, like, some show... I think, like, a Shook West show. So, you could tell that niggas was just there to be seen. And, like, because no one was talking to each other. Everyone was just there.
That sounds whack.
That was whack. It was whack as fuck, bro. Like, it was just so snobby. And I was like, oh, this is how it is out here? Like, fuck that. So, it was just like, I don't fuck with LA. I mean, I fuck with LA. Like, it was the highest I've ever been. But
talk about it. Besides, talk about it. I heard the pack out there is different.
It's different. It's different, bro. Oh, my God. Like, out here, you know, we'll get a shit from Cali, but it's different smoking there because you got the sunshine, you got the palm trees, and you, like, you could buy $10 worth of shafe at the dispensary.
You buy a shafe?
You could buy a shafe, bro.
Damn.
You could, like, you could do, bro, if I was homeless, I would live in L.A. Nice weather all the time. I just need a fucking cardboard box to lay my head on.
That's facts.
And you could get weed for dirt cheap, and it's still good. Why the hell not?
Best weed you've ever had?
Yes. But, yeah, facts. I got really high. I did, like, THC syrup, and, I don't know, YV, Vagisil.
Yeah, shout out him.
Shout out him. We had a rental BMW, and we was pulling up. And we went from, so we was at a bar in LA, and I was super smashed. And then out the random, he goes, hey, you want to go to some USC party? I was like, well, how the fuck you find it? He goes, oh, I just went on Snapchat Maps, and I was just tapping shit. So we go there, right? It's pretty lit. We come back. This dude fucking gets so high that he doesn't see there's a steel fucking plate on the road and the fucking sign that says steel plate ahead.
Oh,
so
shit.
He's going like 60 and all we hear is just boom. And then the bottom just like ground. Like, it was so bad. I started laughing. Like, yo. He looks under the bumper. He's like, the bumper's fine. And I look down. I look all the way down. I'm like, bro, are you stupid? Look down. He was like, oh shit. I'm like, all right, I'm not paying for this. But yeah, LA was cool though. LA was cool.
Alright, so let's talk about you performing. When was the first time you performed?
First time I performed, I would say like 2015 at my boy's show. He was doing like a little pop up fashion show, and he asked me to perform. Yeah. I was so nervous. I was nervous, but, like, as soon as my song started playing, I was, like, I, like, blacked out, and I was just like, all right, let's go, let's do it. That's why I like performing, because, like, I'm outgoing around my friends. Like, I like making people laugh and shit, but as soon as I'm around other people I don't know, I don't care to talk to them. Like, I just rather stick with the people I'm with, or, you know, like, I don't care to talk to them. So being on stage, it's like you have everyone's attention. And it's like, as a performer, it's up to you to keep their attention. Like, what are you going to do so that way people aren't talking over you or that they're walking away? So it's like, when I'm performing, I like to, like, make a lasting impression on people. Yeah, pretty much. Like, it was dope. I was nervous, but it went out great. I had a L.A. hat, and some dude thought I was from L.A., and I was like, oh, shit, is that a bad thing? And he was like, nah, man, just thought you was from L.A. I was like, nah, bro, don't do that again.
What are the crowds like when you, like, perform? Like,
it's weird. So I'm in a collective. It's called Suspicious Person with Chi.
Yeah, shout out her.
Shout out her. She's doing her thing. That's my homegirl. And I don't know what his fucking name is now. So I'm going to just say YV Vagisil or SP Suspicious Person. And it's weird. So, like, she has all the female, like, empowered women, because she makes dope-ass music. She could sing her ass off. And then me, I make the really ignorant, like, trap shit.
Yeah.
Like, pawhead music. Like, chill pawhead trap shit. That's my category. All
right.
And then my mans, he produces, so, like, he can make any sound he wants. So the crowd is weird. Like, my crowd, I would say it's, like, kids, like, from 14 to, like, 16 that are young as shit listening to me that want to smoke weed but can't. That's my audience. Right. Like, I remember I was at Hempfest last year. I was just chilling smoking on a bench with my friends. And there's, like, some little kid with glasses just comes up to me. He's like, hey, you got Fronto? I'm like, nah, bro, my fault. Thinking that he's just about to walk away. And then he just goes, oh, are you Boofy? And I'm like, yeah, have I met you before? He's like, nah, man, I just really like your music. I would show all my friends, like, you're so dope, bro. Like, you're so dope. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, people really listen to my shit, and it's kind of cool, like, that I'm, like, influencing, like, these young kids. So that's pretty dope to me. I hope they don't, like, you know, misconstrue my shit or try to mimic me, but it's cool that they listen. Yeah.
Is there anything coming between Suspicious, what is it, Suspicious Person?
Yeah.
Any projects coming out with you three?
Yes. Nothing I could talk about right now.
All
right,
fair enough.
Just 2019.
All right.
That is all that will be said on that topic.
All right, so I kind of want to go back to, like, your music, because I want to ask you, because I like to see the progression between artists. So do you think your music has changed from when you started making music to, like, now?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because when I first started making music, I was just making music. Like, I was just making what I thought people would like. Now, I find myself kind of making more music that I want to listen to, or, like, my family would listen to. One thing that really impacted me was when my mom found out that I made music. And she was like, oh, when are you going to show me? And then I was going through all my songs. I was like, shit, I don't really want to show her none of these. Like, I don't know, what is she going to think? So that's always been in my mind ever since. So, like, now I kind of make music that I want to listen to more so than, like, I don't really care about anyone else's opinion. Like, I do what I want now.
So what do you think about the Boston scene, like, with music and stuff? Because I feel like in the past couple of years, it's been kind of growing and growing. But, like, you being someone that's in it, like, what do you think about it?
It's definitely growing. Everyone's doing their own thing. But there's a lot of people that hate and won't show it. And it's very disturbing, like, because everyone, like, there's so many talented artists in Boston. Like, not only myself, you know, there's Seuss, shout out, Valley, you know, there's all these other people that are so dope, but, like, everyone isn't, like, kind of coming together. Like, I see it now, but it's not really there yet, you know? Like, we're not there like how Atlanta's there. Like, Atlanta, even though, yeah, they're bigger in population, but they all support each other. Like, if you see one Atlanta artist coming out with a project, you see the other ones, like, low-key promoting.
Yeah.
You don't see that here in Boston. Everyone's trying to do their own thing or, like, try to get noticed by themselves. So that kind of irks me a little bit, because certain people get left out of conversation when it talks about great artists. And me personally, I feel like one of those people that get left out in that conversation. So it's like just frustrating, but overall it's like a renaissance here in Boston. Like not only music, but like fashion, photography, video, like everyone's doing their thing. Everyone's so young. So like there's a lot of potential. It's just a matter of like executing at this point.
Yeah, kind of going off like your comparison to Atlanta, I think like even though Boston's smaller, I think if everyone came together, it would make it stronger just because it is smaller.
Yeah.
And like it shit would just bubble by itself and stuff like that.
Yeah, like that's the thing too. Like everyone likes to look at like Cousin Stiz as the main example.
Yeah.
And people think that he did it by himself. No, he didn't. He has a whole team behind him. You know, that's what people don't get. That's what I was struggling to get with too. Is like, to be successful, you can't just do it by yourself. You gotta have a good team around you, people that love you, people that wanna support and help the cause. Like, and that's what like a lot of people out here in the scene don't know, and that's what's kind of going on, is everyone's trying to do their own thing instead of like helping each other. So, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's some shit out here, bro. Like, it's just a bunch of fucking clout chasers, dude. Like, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, it's annoying. It's really annoying because it's taken away from actual talent. And it's just motherfuckers that just want to be seen on Instagram with their horrible ass outfits and shit. Like, fucking fashion over men's ass. Fuck out of here.
So, do you have any collaborations you have with people? Or is there, like, any collaborations that you kind of want?
That I want, currently?
Or have, anything?
No. I only work... everything I put out is just me solo. There's one song I have that I'll put out in the next couple of weeks with me and Chi. But that's about it. Like, if I'm not working with Chi or Vagisil, I'm working with Peso.
Yeah, shout out Peso.
Yeah, shout out my man's Peso one time.
Yo, funniest man. I swear, he tells the greatest stories.
Yeah, yo, you gotta get him next time. You gotta get facts. Him on the interview. But yeah, I don't really work with a lot of people. It's just me, like, I sound like a fucking hypocrite because I just went on a rant talking about everyone's doing it by themselves, but I don't think I'm there yet to collaborate with people yet.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
If you had a dream collab, doesn't have to be from Boston, like just anybody in general, like who do you want?
The Neptunes. I would love to like be in a room with Pharrell and Chad Hugo and just talk. Not even about music, just about like everything, life. Yo, what did you do? How like it would just be dope. They ran fucking from 1995 to 2006. Neptunes owned the airwaves. And a lot of people are going to listen to this and be like, who the fuck are the Neptunes? Well, go on fucking Apple Music, go on YouTube, and look that shit up.
Nah, if they don't know the Neptunes, they're too young for you.
They're way too young for me. Way too young for me. I'm 22 goddamn years old. And you don't know the Neptunes, bitch?
So who is Boofy listening to today? Who do you have on repeat? Who's on your playlist?
Key, Fat Man Key. He's dope to me. Young Thug, Future, and I'm fucking with this Travis Scott shit a lot. Besides rap, Thundercat, I really fuck with Thundercat. He's fire as fuck. Tame Impala's dope. Cudi, of course. I'm trying to think. Yeah, pretty much. I don't really listen to a lot of people besides the people I mentioned. I listen to a lot of old school music. Like, I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love that shit.
Put me onto that shit.
Yeah, I did, right?
Yeah, you put me onto that shit a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. It's fire. It's just...
I think you showed me the video and I was just dying.
And then it just got caught in your head. Like, yeah. Motherfuckers is nice. Like, Marvin Gaye, shout out R.I.P. Bobby Caldwell. I didn't know he was white until recently. He has the voice of like a... He has a very soulful voice. Like, he been through mad shit. But when you see a picture of him, he looks like some Jewish guy. And you're like, damn. That's real shit. So, yeah. I listen to all music, but yeah, I don't know. I like music, dude.
All right. So you mentioned earlier you talked about GBB. Mm-hmm. Break it down for me.
GBB / World Chiefers. So GBB stands for Gray Brim Boys. And what that means is, so when you see fitted caps now, they'll have, there it's all black or whatever the bill on the cap is. It'll just match that. Gray Brim, kind of, it got discontinued in MLB in 2012. So it's kind of like a rare thing now to see, like, people with Gray Brim. So I've always wore fitteds all my life. Like, I'm a huge Red Sox fan. Soon as I got my first, like, income, that's all I bought was, like, a bunch of fitteds and fucking clothes. So, like, growing up, seeing, like, the Gray Brims, I would think of, like, Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire. And that's when, like, baseball was fire as fuck because everyone was just hitting shit 30,000 feet in the air, and everyone was like, oh, shit.
Everyone was off the PEDs.
Yeah. I mean, don't even get me started, bro. I can talk about baseball all day, but, yeah, so I've seen that, like, seeing my stepbrothers, like, with the Gray Brims, and I thought that shit was so cool. Like, back in the day, you'll see, like, Dipset and shit, and it was, like, so dope to me. I was like, oh, yeah. And then when I, like, finally got my hands on Gray Brims that I'm not going to tell nobody, because y'all niggas love stealing sauce, so that it. Don't even ask me. But, yeah, as soon as I got that, I was just like, yo, everyone's wearing these bum-ass, like, regular fitteds, but I'm on some different shit. Yo, fuck it, Gray Brim Boys. And then just, like, kind of made it my own thing, and now everyone kind of knows that it's me. Like, when everyone thinks about GBB Gray Brim, they think about me. And, like, that makes me feel, like, so dope, because, like, yeah, that's my brand. Like, I started that. And then World Chiefers is, like, connected to it. It's the same thing, but World Chiefers is, like, kind of branched off. So that I want it to be completely different than what Gray Brim Boys is going to be. So if that makes sense. It's still rough. I don't really want to talk about too much, but yeah, that's basically the brand, how I came up with it, all that. Yeah, Gray Brim Fit is coming out soon. That's my newest venture. Yeah, that's just going to be fire.
Very fire. Any tentative dates? Any when to expect it, kind of? How can people get them?
People could get them by DMing me. Or texting me. No, so a date. Right now, I'm going through some shit because the manufacturer is being a little hoe about the fucking weed, the World Chiefers logo. And they're like, oh, it's drug affiliated, man. We can't put this out. So, you know, I'm going through shit with them. But expect them mid to late September.
All right. So look out for the Gray Brims. If you see the Gray Brim, you know who it is.
Exactly, exactly. And rest assured, the hats are Gray Brim. They're not, like, my whole thing was, I'm associated with Gray Brim, but I want everybody to be Gray Brim. I don't want people wearing them ugly-ass hats. I don't want people wearing snapbacks anymore. We're not in fucking 2013 anymore. Stop it. I don't want people wearing dad hats either. Like, that's why I wanted to start this, because fitted caps have been kind of deaded the last couple years, and it's like, why? Like, they're so dope. And dad hats, like, there's so many fucking people that pretend to be a clothing brand but only make these whack-ass dad hats and get a fucking knife and distress it a little bit and call themselves a brand. So GBB, I want to fucking break that wall. Like, I want to break that. Like, anybody that does that, it's over. No more. You're not doing it no more. GBB's here. Get out of here. You're not welcome. Like, it's dead, bro. Like, it's dead. Like, fuck that. Like, it's all a bunch of, like, hype-beast-ass, like, motherfuckers that shop at Zara, think that they're fresh, but they're just putting a Google image on a fucking hat, and they're not making any creative, like, tentatives. Like, they don't know what it is to actually create. And that's what GBB is. Like, I want that to be, like, the standard. Like, all right, if you're gonna put out hats, make sure it's yours, make sure it's it's good. Make sure it's affordable. Make sure you're not being a bitch about it. Like, that's what I want it to be like. And that's, like, the foundation behind it. It's like, fuck this little bullshit. This is here to stay. Like, none of that temporary makeshift shit.
You're thinking long term.
I think long term at everything I do. Like, Graybrim Boys started as, like, yeah, Graybrim Boys, nigga, blah, blah, blah. So now it's like, ah, now we making this a brand. Like, when I get this new era deal, bro, I'm really about to, like, I don't want anybody talking to me anymore. I'm going to pay somebody to say my sentences for me.
You said you think long-term about everything. So, mm-hmm. I'm including music and GBB. Where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years? Like, what do you...
5 years? GBB in 5 years, I will have, like, my own manufacturer. Like, I won't have to worry about the shit that I'm worrying about as far as, like, putting them out. Like, they will already be out. I'll have graphic designers, too. Currently, I'm working with one. His name's Aaron. He's great. He's about his money. I dig that. And he does that shit quick. But, yeah, I want Graybrim Boys to be a whole thing, so... Fitted caps. I'm working on a couple t-shirts right now that is going to be like kind of like a family friends kind of thing for now. Pants. I don't do pants. I leave that to my boys. Shout out Jules Club. Go to JulesClub.com. Buy some fucking dope ass merch because they have that shit. But yeah, I want GBB to be its own brand. And then World Chiefers, I want that to be on more on the music side. So like... I wanted that to be, like, a label or, like, a group of creatives, like, kind of, like, on some good music shit. Like, all right, we're here. What are we going to do? GBB is, like, strictly, like, hats. And it's, like, it's a lifestyle. I want to think about it like that. It's a lifestyle. In 5 years, I want to be walking down the street of fucking New York and see my hat on some random kid's head. That's my goal. Like, oh, shit. That's when I'll know I'll be like, all right, word.
Damn, you still really thought about this shit.
Yeah.
You really be thinking about it.
I do, bro. I get high a lot, so I think a lot. And people think I'm just, like, being quiet, but no, I'm just really, like, thinking about everything. Everything that's going on in my life.
Damn. What do you like to do when you're high?
When I'm high? I watch Netflix.
What are you watching? What's Boofy watching right now?
Right now, Explained is fire. Office is so great. The Office is very funny. My mood forever is Dwight looking at the camera. And you know what I'm talking about.
I know he's...
When he just, like, squinting, like, yeah, I'm about to get busy. The Office. I like anime a lot. Yeah. I watch, like, when I'm high, if I'm not making shit and I'm just chilling, I'll watch either Netflix, like, Office and shit like that, or I'll just watch ESPN all day. I love sports.
Someone was going to ask you, how would you describe Boofy? How would you describe yourself?
How would I describe myself? An introverted extrovert. That doesn't really care about many things besides the people that love him, if I'm wording that right. Why am I talking to the third person? I don't know, man. I'm just a funny, outgoing guy, creative, that loves to just make shit. That's Boofy. That's who I am. In a nutshell. That just, like, smokes weed, makes shit, trolls people sometimes. Yeah.
Shoots your shot.
Dude, it's so hard, bro. Like, what are you supposed to say online? Like, I usually shoot my shot in person.
I've seen it. It's fucking funny shit.
You've seen this?
Yeah.
How?
We're at Poor House. What do you mean? Last time we were at Poor House.
What are you talking about?
Nah, you're probably mad drunk.
I probably was. Are you talking about when it was just me and you?
Me, you. She pulled up, Cassandra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they all pulled up.
Don't even say her name. That's my baby. Don't even talk about her like that. Nah.
That shit had me dying.
Nah, she's... Just, girls just love playing with me, bro. And, like, I'm here for it. Like... I don't know, just awkward. It's awkward for me online. Like, I can't interact with people online. It's weird. Like, I need to see you, how you look like in person. Who are you as a person? Because you could be the baddest bitch online, but then be the boringest person ever.
Yo, in person. Facts. I'd be trying to tell that to people, and some people are just like...
Yeah, people are just like, oh, what? Because people just go on Tinder and fuck their date in the first night and then never talk to them and be like, yeah, bro, I did it. Like, you didn't do anything. You just said hi. What are you talking about?
So, what should people expect from Boofy?
As far as what, like...
Music, what's going on in your life, anything. Like, what should they expect from you coming up later this year, next year, like, whatever?
A lot. Video coming soon. Graybrim Fitteds, September. Dropping another EP next couple weeks. It's called BMW X Series. It's going to be 3 songs, of course. And then BMW, it's an acronym for Boof Meets World, but also like BMW the car. So, so yeah, look out for that. I'm not gonna really promote it. I'm just gonna throw it out there. So if you're paying attention, yeah, you'll see it. My manager will also put it somewhere. I don't know. I have it promoted. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of things coming. I'm excited for. I'm more excited about these hats. Those are like the main priority. Want to see how well those will do. Cause I already have like probably like 4 other hats ready. So if the first release comes out and it's dope and it sells out, I'm dropping 5 more hats right after that.
So basically, you better pre-order them before they fucking run out.
There you go. Yup. And don't fucking ask me for no fucking free hat. Don't ask for free shit. Please. That's so annoying to me. Please don't do that. Like, the hats haven't even released. I just put out the designs. You know how many people I haven't talked to in 5 years talking about, yo, bro, I'm a size 714, bro. I can have one. I'm like, if you buy it, yeah, you can have one. Nah, bro, what about, it's me, bro. It's your boy. Bro, like, don't be a bird.
Fam, support your local artists.
Support. Like... Please support. Like, it's not cheap making new era hats. It's not. Like, I'm not gonna give it to you for free unless you're really my fan. Like, you're my dog. Yeah. Pretty much, man. I have shit lined up. It's all like, yeah, I have it all planned out. It's not just like me that I'm worried about. It's other people that are in my collective that I'm also worried about. So it's we got shit coming. Like, we got shit coming. Like, shit is gonna pop. I'm not just saying that, like, cause every fucking artist says that. This sounds cliche at this point, but for real, like, shit's about to go up. Like, shout out Key, price is going up. Get it right now. Get your verse right now. Get your hat right now, before I hike up the prices. For real, do it.
So where can people find you?
In the streets. Smoking weed. Nah. Twitter at BoofyMane, BoofyMane. That's also my Instagram. Snapchat, that's private because that's for special occasions. I don't have Facebook. You can see one of my YouTube video, one of my music videos. Just type in Boofy Mane. I forgot the name of the song. But yeah, just type in Boofy Mane, you'll see it.
Where can they find your music?
My music, SoundCloud. Same thing as my Twitter, Instagram, Boofy Mane. I'm the first person that pops up. It's gonna be me in a red shirt with my hat backwards, smoking weed, as usual. Coming soon, man. We got big shit coming soon, man. BMW X Series. coming soon. Single probably coming out this week, probably Tuesday. The EP coming out before the end of the month. Fitted Caps coming out mid-September. October, I haven't thought that far ahead. So.
All right.
So, yeah. There you go.
So DM him if you want to have before they run out. You might catch him in your hood smelling like the finest Boof.
Yes.
You might see him dripping down the street. It's been Boofy on the Swag Podcast. Thank you for coming.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, my man.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.